So let's review the clinical manifestations of pulmonary hypertension. In terms of initial symptoms, these are often nonspecific symptoms, which include dyspnea, fatigue, weakness. Some patients may have angina or even present with syncope. Less commonly, we'll see evidence of a dry cough or exercise-induced nausea or vomiting. In terms of more advanced symptoms, this usually indicates more progression of RV failure, and these symptoms usually occur at rest. Patients may also have abdominal distension and ankle edema. And important to also think about other comorbidities associated with this. So do they have an underlying hemoptysis? Is there hoarseness or wheezing? Especially in scleroderma, looking for clues of scleroderma, so evidence of telangiectasias, evidence of digital ulcerations or sclerodactyly. In terms of association with interstitial lung disease, is there any evidence of inspiratory crackles? And then looking at liver disease, looking for spider nevi, any testicular atrophy or palmar erythema. Another symptom that can be associated with pulmonary hypertension is digital clubbing, and this can sometimes indicate cyanotic congenital heart disease, interstitial lung disease, or liver disease, or pulmonary veno-occlusive disease.